The city of Quesnel was never at imminent risk, so we did not establish or activate our emergency operations center like the regional district, Williams Lake, Cunnamaha, Clinton have had to do. However, we ran what we called an emergency management committee. We met every morning, right through the weekends. We had all of our key staff there. We had fire, we had RCMP, we had our communications folks. Wildfire branch would come in and meet with us. And then eventually we evolved that into involving the northern directors of the regional district, the fire chiefs from the various volunteer fire halls around our area, and became a really good communications device for us. But we found ourselves kind of at the end of last week into this week in a bit of a Groundhog Day situation where we were just kind of repeating ourselves because the fire situation had stabilized, the fire camp at the airport was established and running well, and we were into more of a management scenario that was fairly stable. So we stood down the Emergency Management Committee. We're now collecting all of the information that we learned during that exercise. That will come to council in August as an early learnings report. And then as we start to get reports out of Prince George and how their evacuee situation worked, start to get reports out of the Cariboo Regional District, Williams Lake, about how what they learned, we want to roll all of that up and get some support to build a much more robust and comprehensive forest fire emergency plan. So that's our intention, is not to let this event, if you pardon the pun, cool down before we actually coalesce all of our learnings into a very deliberate plan should this event occur in the future.
You mentioned that report not until August, but do you feel that you've learned anything so far? Is it too early to say?
No, absolutely. We learned a lot as we were going on. We had the luxury of being able to watch. We weren't in the situation that the regional district and the other municipalities were, where they just didn't have that luxury. They had data coming at them fast and furious. They were having to make decisions about alerts versus orders, about how they were managing evacuation of certain areas, and then, of course, whole municipalities. So because of that, we were able to sit back and kind of watch and talk through how we would learn from those operations. So in our emergency evacuation plan, we were actually able to go from developing muster stations, making sure we had buses arranged, to how would we use our transit system to get people who didn't have vehicles. That led to a conversation about targeted groups that we already knew wouldn't have vehicles and would need some assistance. So our Community Living BC client base, our Fraser Village, our seniors' villages, and we've got a group called Better at Home that has, you know, over 350 registered seniors that would be more vulnerable. So we were able to start drilling down to more discrete aspects of our evacuation plan while we were learning from elsewhere. One of the biggest learnings, I would say, from me personally sitting in as the mayor, was the need to give consistent, concise, readable updates to people. And that was one of the things I was able to offer during this time. I posted twice daily. I had the luxury to look at all of the data and information, try and make sense out of it, and then just post it in a readable form on social media. And that completely squashed a lot of the rumor mongering and a lot of the fear mongering that was going on. It was really interesting to see that happen. So we want to build that into our system, that we would have a communications person who right from the start would take everything that was going on and make a readable, concise report that we would get out to the public on a regular basis. So lots, we've learned lots, and we intend to capture all those learnings and get them into a proper forest fire management plan.
In this letter that you did up, it looks like one critical area you wanted to address with CRD is to break into distinct subregions. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I think one of the key learnings, not just from myself and the city staff, but also the northern directors, our RCMP detachment, our fire, even wildfire branch, is that the Cariboo-Chilcotin region geographically is far too large to run a single emergency operations center out of Williams Lake. And in particular, the way that this fire scene evolved, where you had a full municipality engaged, a large fire to the south that's what started this process. Then you had that lightning event. You had almost 160-plus fires started within an hour period of time. You then had Williams Lake and surrounding areas compromised. We had a number of fires in the north, but they were not of an order of magnitude threat as an interface fire. You know, they weren't threatening whole neighborhoods in our city. And as a consequence, the communication flow to us wasn't as good as it otherwise might have been if we had subregions, if each of the subregions, south, central, north, had their own emergency operation centers, had local knowledge, local naming of fires. In the case of the North Cariboo, we have a separate health authority. We have our own RCMP detachment. We have our own Ministry of Transportation office. We have well-trained staff and volunteers, both in the regional district and the city. We felt we could unburden the regional district's main emergency operations center that was really mired down in the 100-mile House and Williams Lake situation, take the burden of the north off of them. We had the resources and horsepower to do that. So that's just a lesson learned. It's not an indictment of what went on at all. It's just something that we're going to offer as a way to look at the Cariboo Code geographically as just too large to try and manage an event like this in the future as the full Cariboo Code. And maybe the subregions are a better way to manage in the future.
And then, as you had mentioned, the Minister of Agriculture is going to be coming to the area. I know I heard Justin Trudeau is. And with the North Cariboo perhaps not getting quite the brunt of this event, wildfire event, is the city of Quesnel going to be meeting at all with these ministers?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in touch with a number of the ministers in the new government coming in. And of course, right now, they've got a lot of work to do to come up to speed after 16 years not in power and then after about 6 or 7 months of the government effectively being in hiatus. So, I completely understand. They've got briefing documents to get through. They have staff to meet. They have priorities to establish. And I know from talking to them, there's a real desire to get out into our area and to try and learn not just what went on, but also how they can help us. Economic recovery, social recovery, community safety, all of those things are top of mind for them. So I think over the next little while, we're going to start seeing them come into our communities. What we've offered in Quesnel, because the Cariboo Regional District proper is still in emergency operations mode. Williams Lake is certainly still in emergency operations mode. Hunter Mile House is still under alert. Clinton has just had an expanded evacuation order. We've indicated that if you want to do some early learning, the city of Quesnel, the northern directors, we're kind of a little quiet spot, but we're still in the thick of things. So we can have longer conversations. We can share information. We can collect data. So that's one of the things that we're offering is to have those slightly longer conversations about what's going on just now. The other piece that we want to make clear to the ministers is that while the city of Quesnel was not evacuated, the hit on our economy, especially for the retailers, has been significant. We've had two festivals canceled. Many of our retailers would have inventoried up for those, so they're carrying additional inventory. For a non-franchise retailer, that's a huge cash outlay and a huge risk. We've lost the tourism traffic that we would normally have, and lots of people have been staying home because of the fire threat and the smoke. So we don't want Quesnel lost in the fact that we didn't evacuate our community. The economic hit to our businesses and our community has been very dramatic, and we want to send that message to the government as well. Whatever relief is going to be offered throughout this region needs to be coming to the tourism operators in our area, the hoteliers, the retailers, just as much as the other communities that were evacuated.
Did you have figure on the economic loss?
No, absolutely not. I know Barkerville has some discrete numbers that they can offer to the government that I think will be indicative of the general drop-off in the area. So they were talking about for the first couple of weeks, they were only experiencing about 20 to 25% of their normal traffic. This past week, I've heard they're up around 40% of normal traffic. They can turn that into dollar losses. I think that traffic flow of, you know, 20-25% of normal or 40% of normal could be translated in the area. Our economic development officer, in conjunction with the BC Economic Development Association, is looking at trying to quantify some of these losses. We'll also be looking at some of the relief that was given for other communities in these circumstances, the Fort Mac situation and other places. So we'll be looking for some benchmarking to see how we can help. Certainly, I'm still asking the provincial government for a festivals relief fund. I've had some conversations with Northern Trust around this. I intend to have a conversation with the Beetle Action Coalition, because the not-for-profit societies that run these festivals, for the most part, bore all of the costs associated with getting the festival ready to go and then got none of the revenue when they canceled the festivals. So we understand in Quesnel that Williams Lake evacuees are still out. They're still desiring to get home. That Clinton now has a new evacuation order. There's still very active fires. But we believe we also need to have the conversations about the mitigation and about the supports that are needed for us to recover from this situation as quickly as we possibly can.